In this lesson, we are talking about what not to do. Do not let comparison or invisibility narrate your calling. Comparison says, my work only matters if it looks bigger than someone else's. Invisibility says, if no one notices, then it must not matter. Both can quietly damage the soul. A mother folding laundry may feel less important than a speaker on a stage. A man working a night shift may feel less meaningful than someone with a public ministry. A volunteer may feel forgotten because no one says thank you. A student may feel behind because others seem further along. But Scripture gives another frame. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That does not mean every role is healthy. Some work situations are unjust. Some service patterns become draining because people never set boundaries. Some workplaces misuse people. Some ministry roles need honest conversations. Christian gratitude is not a command to stay in harmful patterns. But gratitude does protect us from letting comparison steal the meaning of ordinary faithfulness. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes that people can lose motivation when they feel unseen, disconnected from purpose, or trapped in comparison. Renewed attention helps people reconnect work with meaning, love, stewardship, and contribution. So what should we avoid? Avoid measuring your calling by someone else's assignment. Avoid assuming unseen work is worthless work. Avoid using busyness as proof of importance. Avoid serving from resentment while calling it sacrifice. Avoid ignoring burnout because good Christians should keep going. A gratitude attitude asks better questions. Lord, what have you actually given me to do? What service is mine in this season? Where do I need contentment? Where do I need courage? Where do I need a boundary? Where do I need to receive that you see me? What helps? Name one unseen act of faithfulness and thank God that he sees it. What harms? Letting applause become the measure of obedience. In Christ, your calling does not need to compete. Faithful work seen by God is still holy work.